They're disappointed. There was talks between SIPTU and the LGMA, and you know the agreement was reached of say 2,000 increase in retainer, and then a couple of days later there was a mistake that came about that it actually was only 1,600, and I think that really, I suppose the members were really unhappy with that, and it was basically a take it or leave it, and I think that's what really swayed the vote on most of the retained firefighters. It's a situation that none of the retained firefighters want to be in. But again, back in the strike back in August and last August and September, Minister O'Brien said he'd advocate for us strongly in the phase two of the talks, and we feel let down that hasn't happened.
Quite disappointing that things have gotten to this stage once again. We saw strike action taking place last summer in 2023. Is there a possibility that that's going to return to the table now?
Yeah, well, obviously with this being rejected, it is definitely it's going to be probably a continuation of the strike. Now we'll be waiting on SIPTU and the committee, the negotiating committee, to come back, and we'll follow guidance from them. But they're meeting early next week to follow on from the outcome of the vote. It's a situation that I'm sure all retained firefighters speak on behalf of all the retained firefighters around Ireland, that they don't want to be in this situation. On good faith that we were told that we're going to be, Minister O'Brien's going to advocate for us, and we were expecting, not to get to this situation, but we're here again. It's like we're gone back a step again, and it's just frustrating because it's not fair on everyone, even the communities that we serve. We don't want to be here, but unfortunately, after this morning's vote and being rejected, we're back to the drawing board again.